Yivamos, Perek Yud Dalet. This is the 14th chapter of Maseches Yivamos, and our topic for this chapter is the Cheresh and Chereshet. A Cheresh is a deaf mute, and Chereshet is the female form of such a person. And the halacha is that someone who's a deaf mute is considered to be lacking in das, in mental capacity, to the point that they are not able to effect a kinyan. They can't transfer ownership or rights in things, and since marriage, kedushin, entails the transfer of ishus rights, of marriage rights, from her to him. So if either player, meaning the husband, would-be husband, or the would-be wife, is a cheresh or chereshet, so then they are unable to get married on a doraisa level. Nevertheless, the rabbi said that rabbinically, a cheresh or chereshet, or both a cheresh and chereshet, can get married, but their marriage is rabbinic in nature, which means that although they're married, to dissolve that marriage, all they need is a quote-unquote rabbinic get, meaning a divorce, a get that has the power of rabbinic sanction, which a cheresh and chereshet do have. And therefore, if you have a cheresh and a chereshet getting married, or even one of the two of them are a cheresh or a chereshet, and then they can get divorced, it's not a problem, because both the marriage and divorce are rabbinic in nature. Where things get complicated is if they both started being healthy, so they're called pikchim, a pikeach is the opposite of a cheresh, a perfectly fine person of sound mind, and then, let's say that he becomes a cheresh. So now he's a cheresh, he lacks the sufficient capacity now to effect a divorce. And since he only can effect divorce on a rabbinic level, but his marriage is a doraisa marriage, he won't be able to effect that divorce. Okay, that's essentially the primary moving points over here in terms of marriage. Now, I'll talk about divorce more for a moment. The rules when it comes to divorce is that a man, as we just said, needs to be able to, you know, do it middas, and he has to know what he's doing, and not just baratzam, but also middas, he has to understand it. As far as a woman receiving her get, on a d'oraisa level, forget the rabbinic overlay, but on a d'oraisa level, a woman can be divorced, even if it's not l'ritzona, even if it's not by her will. She doesn't need to consent to it or agree to it. It can be against her will. It's called bal korcha. But she does need to have enough das to understand that she's divorced. That really has, it's a two-pronged test. The first is she understands that she's divorced, meaning like she doesn't come back to her, you know, bedroom the next night as if she still lives there. No, she understands she's no longer living in that house. And number two, she's able to keep her get. That is, she understands that this get needs to be saved. This is her ticket to getting remarried, whatever the story is, and therefore she doesn't lose it. She protects it specially as, you know, a valuable document. If she lacks the mental capacity to do either or both of those things, then she cannot be divorced because she lacks sufficient ability. But the fact that she's a chereshet alone doesn't mean that she can't do those things. A chereshet, we assume, under normal circumstances, could understand these things. And that being the case, a chereshet can be divorced. With that said, the Mishnah says inside, cheresh shenasa pikachat. If you have a man who's a deaf mute, who marries a woman who's a pikachat, she's of sound mind and body, so that marriage is a derabanan marriage, because he's only a cheresh, therefore he can only affect a derabanan rabbinic marriage. Upikeach shenasa chereshet, and same goes if you have the male is a pikeach, he's healthy and fine, but he marries a chereshet, a woman who is a deaf mute. So again, that's only rabbinic. That marriage has got rabbinic sanction, but only got the power rabbinically. Midoraisa looks like they can't be married. The Mishnah says imratza yotzi. If he wants later on, he could deliver a get to her, and she could be divorced, whether he is the pikeach or she's the pikeach, because in both cases, the marriage is a derabanan marriage, and the divorce is a derabanan divorce. Vimratza yikayem. And similarly, this is really just for parallelism for later on in the parak, in the Mishnah, if he wants to stay married to her, he could stay married to her. It doesn't add more information, really. That's obvious in and of itself. So they can be married. Kashem shu konas bermiza, just as he will bring her into the marriage through some kind of rudimentary sign language, kachu motzi bermiza, he will similarly divorce her using some kind of rudimentary sign language. Pikech shnatza pikachat. However, if a healthy man marries a healthy woman, venis harsha, and then she becomes a deaf mute, imratza yotzi, if he wants, he still can divorce her because he can give her a get, and that get will be given I made clear to her, I'll call it through sign language, that she's being divorced. She understands she's divorced, and provided she understands she's divorced and keeps her get, so then she can be divorced even though she may lack das, and therefore perhaps we don't know if she really wants to be divorced. It doesn't matter. She can be divorced against her will. As long as she can understand she's divorced, then she is divorced. Vimratzi yikayim. There's no problem, similarly, with him staying married to this woman even though she became a deaf mute. In contrast, nishtases, if she becomes a shota, nishtates means she becomes mentally incompetent. So she becomes, like, let's call it psychotic, okay? Schizophrenic, something like this. So she kind of loses touch with reality, and therefore she's no longer of sound mind. That being the case, lo yotzi, she may not be divorced. Now, really, again, if she's not so sufficiently detached from reality that she can understand she's getting divorced, he says, you know, goodbye and don't come back, and she understands that means not to come back, that would be a d'oraisa divorce. Nevertheless, the rabbi said, you may not divorce your wife if she's become a shota, because a woman who is mentally unwell really will be, you know, taken advantage of if she's left, you know, sent packing onto the streets, and we don't want that to happen. Therefore, the rabbi said, if a wife became a shota, mentally incompetent, so now it's forbidden to divorce her. There is a machlokas shown on what happens if one actually abrogates the derabban and nevertheless goes and divorces her anyways. So it's a machlokas Roshonim. The Rambam says after the fact she is divorced, and however, the Shulchan Aruch brings both shitas and Roshonim, and the Rambam brings the Yeshom that she cannot be divorced. She's just not allowed to and not capable of divorcing her by rabbinic force. She has to stay married. Nischaresh hu o nishtata. If he started out being of sound mind, but then he becomes a deaf mute, or he becomes mentally unwell and therefore incompetent, eina motzi olamis. Now he's never able to divorce her, because we require him to have das, and once he's mentally incompetent, he lacks sufficient das to divorce his wife. That includes both if he's a deaf mute, or if he is, you know, mentally, you know, unwell. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, wait a second. Mibnei maha isha shnishtachra yotzes, va'ish shnishcharesh eino motzi. Why should it be different for a man and a woman? Why should it be that a woman who becomes a chareshet should be able to be divorced, but a man who becomes a cheresh should not be able to be divorced? Meaning, his point is, they should both equally be unable to be divorced, meaning even if the woman becomes a chareshet, she should now no longer be allowed to be divorced. To that, the rabbi's response is, Amr lo, they said to him, Einu dom ha'ish ha'megaresh l'isha ha'misgareshes. You can't compare a man who's divorcing a woman to a woman who's getting divorced. Sha'isha yotza l'ritzona v'shalol ritzona. A woman can be divorced against her will, so we don't need her buy-in here. So the fact that she became a chareshet is not going to stop him from being able to divorce her. She's able to understand she's divorced, and that's sufficient. She doesn't have to really acknowledge and agree. She has to just accept. Va'ish eino motzi ela l'ritzono. However, a man only can effect a divorce if he's consensual, if he's agreeing to it and wants to divorce her. And we are assuming that a man, once he becomes a deaf mute, no longer has sufficient mental capacity to express such a will and consent. And even if he would express such a will, like he writes it down, I'm of sound mind and I want to divorce my wife and here is our get, even then we're still concerned that he is not of sound mind sufficiently to effect this get, and therefore she would remain married to him. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri understands, of course, the principle of him not needing to get her consent. However, he holds, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, that just as when it comes to a shota, a mentally incompetent woman who's like mentally unwell, she's forbidden to be divorced because she can't necessarily protect and fend for herself, so too a chareshet should be in the same category, and therefore he wants that she should be afforded the similar protections and not be allowed to be divorced once she becomes a chareshet.